I'm Elena C., welcoming you to another season of exclusive musician interviews as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. There are more than 80 musicians or fellows in the New World Symphony this season, and this week we'll spend a little more time with the musician we met last week on Backstage with the New World Symphony, second-year bassoon fellow Tom Schneider.
As I've struggled with the question of what do artists contribute to society? What do I, as a classical musician, have to contribute to society? How is what I'm doing actually making people's lives better? And I think that as an industry, classical music has a tendency to be a little self-focused.
I asked Tom to tell me a little bit more about what he meant and to talk about why he thinks being self-focused is a problem in the classical music world.
We sort of get up on stage and we're very focused as orchestral players on our side of the bargain, performing really well, and we don't think about these bigger questions of like, what do people actually want to hear? What are people expecting to get out of going to a concert? And these are also questions that we talk about at the New World Symphony and that we're trying to develop answers for. I don't claim to have any at all, but I think that struggling with these more philosophical questions is really important as, you know, classical music moves forward.
Getting people involved with classical music can be a daunting challenge, and Tom freely acknowledges that. But, he says, being able to present music in a venue like the New World Symphony's new home, the New World Center, really helps overcome that challenge.
As far as reaching out to the community, the greatest thing about the New World Center, I think, is the wall cast that we were capable of putting on, where, you know, we're basically broadcasting our concerts into the park for the public for free. And I think that this will really increase our profile in the community. And I think that orchestras need to reach out to the community and prove to the community that they're a valuable asset to the community. I think that with all of our new concert types that we're trying out, that we can really get people involved in classical music and get people into our hall who maybe have preconceived notions about what classical music is like, and hopefully we can sort of blow those out of the water and get these people really excited about classical music as an art form. Because I think that a lot of the problem with classical music is just the way it's been presented, and the New World Center allows us to experiment with different ways of presenting the music so that audiences can connect with it again and get over these sort of preconceptions that keep them from enjoying the music.
It was just a couple of years after Tom started playing the bassoon that he realized he wanted to be a professional musician. And he says he feels that working with the New World Symphony is giving him an upper hand in his career preparations. Not only does the group get first-rate conductors and soloists each season, they also, according to Tom, are pretty fortunate that conductor Michael Tilson Thomas has invested so much in the orchestra.
It's hard to say tangibly what he brings, but I can tell you that the orchestra plays differently for him than for anyone else. He somehow, and I think it's because he's been connected with this organization from the very beginning, he somehow embodies the soul or the spirit of the orchestra.
The creative, questioning, engaging environment fostered at the New World Symphony is something that's pretty unique and pretty special. And Tom thinks that environment is going to hopefully help classical music audiences grow and change.
For the people in the audience, the last thing that they want to hear is careful playing. And so I'm hoping that audiences will eventually go to classical music concerts expecting to be moved and blown away by the performance, and less so expecting to hear a perfect performance. And I think that when orchestras realize that change of expectations, that it could actually be very positive for the community.
That was second-year bassoon fellow Tom Schneider, and I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.